If you see anything that happened to you, and all good thing comes from God, you should say, thanks God. Okay? 刚才我说，当是做学生的时候，看到 A 加这个成绩，如果每一科都是拿 A 加的话，应该怎么样的反应呢？刚才有人说 awesome， 太好了，但我说，因为一切的祝福都是来自我们的神，所以我们要说感谢神。在以下你会看到很多的照片，照片当中表达着神给我们可以使我们感到快乐的一些祝福。你看到的时候呢，先是英语，然后就是中文，中文就说感谢神，好不好？ Because we are learning how to give thanks in all circumstances, starting from those good things. 我们今天会学习如何凡事谢恩，我们从为这些我们看的是祝福的这些神给我们的礼物，我们而谢恩。What if you were able to participate in Bible verse contest or memory verse contest and you won the contest? Or, so what would you say? Thanks God. Or if you participate in any school projects contest, regional contest, or science project, okay, contest, and all those, and you won, what would you say?Thanks God. 假若你的孩子参加了儿童圣经的背诵比赛，或者参加学校的一些特别的比赛、体育项目各方面而赢了得奖，你应该怎么说？感谢神。 What if you can get as much McDonald's food as you can? French fries, a Big Mac, and your favorite drink at McDonald's. What would you say?Thanks God. Because not everyone is so blessed. For health reasons, I can no longer eat McDonald's food, especially French fries, Big Mac, or Coca-Cola. I love eating them and drinking Coca-Cola, but for health reasons, I can no longer do that. Many people like me who are getting older, for health reasons, they cannot eat such food anymore. So you are blessed if you can eat as much McDonald's food as you want.我说，如果你可以尽情的吃麦当劳的薯条，这个大的巨无霸的这个汉堡，还有喝他们的这些汽水，你会怎么说呢？感谢神。因为当我们年纪大了之后，我们会发现不是个个有这样的一个身体可以认识这些东西。我现在已经好像可能差不多十年没有接触过这样的食物了。师母比我更蒙福，她每一次去麦当劳都会叫一个薯条或者汉堡，我呢就每一次都看到，她就很诧异，为什么我这么喜欢吃，可是我一点也不接触，为了健康的缘故。 Next, well, if your whole family is so strong and healthy like this blessed, healthy and strong family, what would you say?Thanks God. 如果你一家人都好像这个照片当中个个都这么爱好体育运动，而且个个都非常健康而且强壮，你怎么说？ If you are in a happy family, blessed family, your mom and dad, they love each other and they love you and you love them and you love your brother or your brother loves you as a sister, what would you say?Thanks God. What a blessing to have a blessed, loving family. 如果你生活在一个家庭当中，父母呢，或者爸爸妈妈是彼此相爱的，而呢，爸爸妈妈又很爱孩子，孩子呢，彼此之间也彼此相爱，这是一个何等美好的一幅图画，那你应该怎么样说呢？ If you have a good relationship, you are mom.With your daughter, you have a good mom and daughter tea time. What would you say, moms or daughters? What would you say? Thanks God. I believe you all want to have such relationship between mom and daughter, right? What a blessing that you can be best of friends.
如果你是妈妈的或者你是女儿的, 那你和你的女儿或者你和你的妈妈有着一个好像最知己的朋友这样的关系, 这是何等蒙福? 你应该说什么?
Good. 感谢神。 What if you are a father or a son and you enjoy a very loving relationship with your dad, and your dad is so wise. Not only will he give you advices, but he will set a very good example, wise examples of living a godly life, and you can follow. Because it is such examples that will teach you the best, and that's what you can follow. And what would you say if you are a father or a son, you have such a blessed relationship? What would you say? Thanks God.
如果你作为爸爸或者儿子的，你和自己的父亲或者自己的儿子呢，有着一个好像好朋友的关系。不但如此，你的爸爸或者你作为爸爸的，你敬畏神，而且你不但教导神的话语，你还可以活出神的话语作为你的儿子的好榜样。这样的一种关系，如果你有的话，你会怎么说？感谢神。
Now, if you love KCCC, what would you say? Thanks God that we love our church, because not everybody loves their churches. Some people say, I don't like my church. If you actually like your church and you love your church, it is a blessing. That's why we say, thanks God.
如果你非常的爱凯蒂中国教会，你应该怎么说？
感谢神，因为不是个个都爱自己的教会的，有些人他很不喜欢自己去的教会，好像也没有的选择，那就逼不得已来这个教会，他就好像很痛苦。其实如果可以爱自己的教会，这个人是多么的蒙福，他来敬拜就很不一样，充满了喜乐。As a student, or later on you will have a job, either as a medical doctor, an attorney, a nurse, a pharmacist, or an accountant, or a social worker, any kind of job that you're doing, or just a student, that's your job if you're a student now, and you love your job. And what would you say? Thanks God, because as people who need to work or go to school, you spend about one-third of your day in school or at your work. And if you don't love your job, I cannot imagine what your life would be. It would be very tough. So, thanks God.
如果你是有工作的，或者你是在学习的，这就是你的工作，而你喜爱自己的工作，你应该怎么说？
感谢神，因为不是个个喜爱自己的工作。我知道不少的人，他一边工作一边说：“我真的恨死自己的工作了。”每一天有三分之一的时间活在 痛苦和仇恨当中，这个人是多么痛苦的一种的生命。 Later on, for those who are still young, you will want to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and then you'll get married. And then while you're dating, you actually enjoy a very loving relationship, Christ-centered relationship, in that you grow together spiritually in marriage as well. If that happens to you, what would you say? Thanks God. 如果在你的婚姻生活当中，你和你的妻子是彼此互相的相爱，或者和自己的丈夫是彼此的去爱着对方，彼此爱护，一个就是非常尊重这个丈夫，这个丈夫就非常的舍己爱自己的这个妻子。在这样的婚姻关系当中，你会怎么说呢？ 感谢神。 What if there is world peace? What would you say? We should say thanks God because there's still no world peace yet. Even in the United States nowadays, we are invaded by terrorists. They kept killing innocent people, and that makes everybody sad. If indeed there is world peace, no more fighting, no more wars, no more killing, we should truly say thanks God.
如果这个世界上真的有世界和平，这是多么好的一件事情，你会怎么说？感谢神，因为这个世界上仍然有战争，甚至在美国也有很多恐怖分子已经渗入了美国，所以经常有人被伤害，被这些恐怖分子杀害。所以如果真的有世界和平，我们真的要感谢神。如果光是美国和平住在这里，我们都已经非常感恩了。
But the reality is life is not always so blessed and so good. What if what I just mentioned, the opposite happens? Instead of getting A pluses, you get C pluses? How about that? Or sometimes you even get an F. I got F in elementary school before. I actually got 0 for a test before in elementary school. I actually get F in high school as well. Can you still say thanks God? If you get F or C plus, who will say thanks God? Put up your hand. There's only one person who would thank God for getting a C plus or F.
刚才我问，如果生命当中刚才这一切都是反转过来，你拿不到 A plus, A 加，你只拿 C 加，我不知道父母们会觉得怎么样，你的孩子拿了一个 C 加，或者拿了一个 F, 你会心情如何？你的儿子拿了 F。
很多人说这个心情应该非常抑郁，非常的蒙羞，自己的儿子怎么这样，或者自己的女儿成绩这么差。这样的情况之下，你仍然可以说感谢神吗？刚才我问有谁感谢神的，在这样的情况之下举举手。中文部有没有人？
Oh, more Chinese congregation members, they will give thanks to God when their kids get C pluses or F.
I can tell you this among the very few who can give thanks to God when bad things happen. They are in the middle of it.
要在困难的时候、失败的时候、患难的时候去感谢神是很困难的。
But if you are not able to give thanks to God in those bad circumstances, then you are missing out another blessings because more than half of our lifetime, we face bad things. We don't always get A pluses in everything in our lives. We often get C plus in life. And yet, if you are not able to give thanks, then you feel so sad, you feel so depressed. Maybe you continue to just get C pluses because you are so depressed. I'm such a failure. I can never succeed again. Let me just do nothing. Then maybe you continue not being able to improve.
所以我看到，如果我们生命当中不懂得去凡事谢恩，包括在一些困难的时候、失败的时候、还有患难的时候去感恩的时候呢，我们就失去了很多的祝福。因为生命当中算一算，超过一半的时间，我们都是要面临失败，我们要面对困难，我们要面对患难。而那个时候呢，你不懂得去说有这样的智慧在那个当中而感恩呢，你的心情会非常的悲伤、抑郁，于是你可能更加的会没有力量去面对失败、困难和患难，所以可能你的情况就会越来越抑郁。
That's why we are going to learn how to give thanks in all circumstances, good circumstances or bad circumstances, so that in all things,We will experience God's blessings in good circumstances, but we also experience God's blessings when we are in the midst of bad circumstances. Because of God, we are able to give thanks and see the blessings, and then we have the power to overcome the failures, the difficulties, and the sufferings in our lives.
所以为什么今天我和大家一起来学习怎么样的在凡事当中都谢恩？无论你是人生当中的患难，或者人生当中的顺境、美好的时候，我们仍然可以感恩。这样我们在任何的时候，无论是患难的时候，经历到神的又另外额外的恩典，
而因此得到祝福，或者在顺境的时候，我们也自然可以去感恩，也经历到哦，原来神给的这个恩典，我就更加的去要回应神的爱，活出一个常常出感恩的一个这样的生命呢，你也有力量克服患难的时候。 Let's read from the Bible verse. We'll learn very short verses, three verses, and yet it's like a, just like one verse. It's from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. English first. Let's read that together in English. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Together, 1, 2, 3. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 所以今天我们学习三节经文，不过加起来好像一节的这个经文，里面却有着很丰富，对我们人生有着极端重要的意义的三节经文。这里会教导我们如何凡事谢恩。让我们一起来读中文，帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六到第十八节，一二三，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。 That's what we are going to learn, and we'll learn exactly how we can give thanks in good circumstances, but even in bad circumstances. First, rejoice always. 首先我们会先看这个帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六节说，常常喜乐。 How can you always be joyful? 怎么可能常常都喜乐呢？ There are so many failures, difficulties and sufferings in life. How can I be joyful in those circumstances? 生命当中有了这么多的失败、困难和患难，我怎么可能常常喜乐呢？ I know there is a song that's called Rejoice Always. 一首歌就是叫常常喜乐。 But when you were singing that, are you able actually to do that? If you're not able to do what you are singing, some people said, a pastor said, you're lying when you are singing. Because you're not able to live it out. You say, rejoice always, and yet you cannot rejoice always. Actually, you feel very sad. How can I be rejoicing always? And yet I am singing this. 有位牧师说，在唱敬拜小组或者诗班的说，特别犯的罪特别多，因为他们经常唱着很多在神眼里面的各样的意愿，可是唱出来的时候原来自己也活不出来了。例如唱常常喜乐，但结果心里面非常抑郁的在唱。你觉得呢？神听了会怎么样？你在撒谎，你很虚伪。我们很多时候不是也是这样吗？我们可不可以脱离这种虚伪痛苦的这种的矛盾的挣扎的状态，而真正的常常喜乐？ Rejoice always. What's the key of rejoicing always? The key of rejoicing always is in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. It tells us that when we fix our eyes on Jesus, He is the one who can give us the faith even in failures, in difficulties, and in sufferings. Then we will have the strength. When we have faith, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is confidence in what we hope for, even in failure. I still have the hope. God, I'm still valuable, although I failed in this test, or I am not able to get this job. Because Jesus Christ died for me, I am valuable.And I know God is training me, testing me, preparing me to learn how to embrace failure by submitting myself to God, and then God will bring something good out of this, like humility, diligence, learning to get help from other people so that I can get wisdom, and then I can do better. Because of this hope in Jesus,Jesus Christ, He Himself had this faith because He is the pioneer, or He is the initiator, He is the giver, and He is the perfecter. He completes our faith, and His faith is perfect and complete. And He had the joy because faith had hope. He had a hope that he would be able to achieve something great for all mankind. That's why, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Finally, after he was crucified on the cross, he was also resurrected. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ shall not perish but have eternal life. Because of seeing this happening, before it happened, Jesus Christ was able to persevere, continue in the greatest suffering that anyone can ever imagine, and shame. Because he knew this is going to achieve something great for all mankind, not for himself. As a result, that's why we are here, worshiping God. So you see, the key for us to be able to rejoice always is to fix our eyes on Jesus. He will give us faith. He will complete our faith. He will strengthen and grow our faith. And with that faith, we have this hope in Jesus Christ based on the truth of God. And then we will have joy because of this hope that produces some confidence, some strength, some peace in the midst of failures, difficulties, and sufferings. So fix our eyes on Jesus. If you want to be able to rejoice always, 其实要常常喜乐。 关键就是在于要希伯来书12章2节说，要仰望在我们为我们信心创始，他给我们信心，成终，他增长我们的信心，完全我们的信心的耶稣基督，他自己也就有着这个最完全的这个信心。而因为这个信心，根据希伯来书呢，信就是所望之事的实底，有了这个信，就有了一个盼望。 还没有发生，可是已经看到一个最美好的一个愿景，这个一定会实现，所以这个就成为一个推动力。所以耶稣基督因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架上的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边，成为所有愿意信靠耶稣基督的人的最大的祝福，永恒的祝福，因为他死了。 为了所有世人的罪而死，他复活了，又给了人信靠他的人有一个力量，可以过新的生命，就可以常常喜乐。他这样做到了，我们只要常常仰望耶稣，也可以做到。 Let's have a quick pop quiz. Fill in the blanks. English side. Fill in the blanks for me, okay? Fixing our eyes on whom? Who gives and grows our what? Faith, which produces what? Joy and hope, or which produces hope. Okay, it's hope. Hope first. And hope produces what? Joy. And joy empowers us to do what? To give thanks in all circumstances. 考考大家，刚才我们已经学习到，我们要仰望谁呢？ 他赐给并增长我们的什么呢？信心生什么呢？盼望又会生出什么来呢？喜乐就会给我们力量，凡事干什么？显，我已经把我们基督徒可以常常喜乐的这个秘密告诉了大家听。So are you willing to fix your eyes on Jesus? Always. Are you? That's the key, if you want to rejoice always. 你愿意常常都仰望耶稣基督吗？ 愿意吗？ 那你就可以常常在耶稣基督里面喜乐。 Let me ask you another question. So the key for us to rejoice always is to be able to fix our eyes on Jesus always. But let me ask you, how can you always fix your eyes on Jesus? As far as I can see, there are other things that can distract even me. With the new iPhones coming out, new Apple Watches coming out, I know there are some new virtual reality games coming out. Those are very attractive. And you want to have them. You fix your eyes on those things. Guess what? Are you fixing your eyes on Jesus? If you constantly fix your eyes on those things, you cannot. So, how can we fix our eyes on Jesus?
因为我们要常常喜乐的这个关键就是我们常常都仰望耶稣基督。可是我可以告诉你听，对我个人来讲，要常常仰望耶稣基督都不是那么容易的。因为这个世界上有很多东西会分我的心，突然有个新的苹果产品出来了，我就很有兴趣想看看，那就分了我的心了，我就没有专仰望耶稣基督了。还有很多现在的新的这些产品，我不知道你有没有在黑色星期五去购物，有没有买到自己想买的东西，那天的是不是仰望耶稣了？啊，大家都笑了，可能不是。 If you have been shopping on Black Friday, I wonder what your eyes were focusing on. I hope you got what you wanted, but that might not be the best for you if you are not focusing your eyes on Jesus. How can we fix our eyes on Jesus? That's the key for us to rejoice always, and as a result, we can give thanks in all circumstances.Ephesians tells us how we can always fix our eyes on Jesus. Here it says, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. Pray. Paul the apostle was praying for all believers, including us. And we can pray for ourselves. That out of his glorious riches, God the Father's glorious riches, his glory, his perfect, his best kind of blessings,He may strengthen you when you pray with power through His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, in your inner being, because believers have Holy Spirit inside them. Whenever they pray, the Holy Spirit will work to give you power. To do what? So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. When you pray, the Holy Spirit in your heart gives you strength and power.And then you will be able to have Jesus Christ living inside your heart. Then you can, with your heart's eyes, look at Jesus, focus at Jesus. When you always are focusing on Jesus in your heart, when you pray continually, whenever you remember, the Holy Spirit gives you power to trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ lives in your heart. As a result, with the faith, there comes the hope. With the hope, there comes the joy. And as a result, you're able to give thanks in all circumstances. See, I told you another secret. That's how can you always fix your eyes on Jesus. 我看到要常常去仰望耶稣，这个是一个关键，我们可不可以常常喜乐？可是怎么样可以常常可以仰望耶稣呢？就是在以弗所书的三章十六到十七节说，要求他，这个是使徒保罗，都要求他说，求圣父按着他丰盛的荣耀，完美的旨意，荣耀的完美的各样的祝福，借着他的圣灵，叫你们的心里面就有力量，一祷告，圣灵就给我们力量，使基督因你们的信，住在你们的心里，这个力量给我们信心，信心给我们盼望，盼望给我们喜乐，耶稣基督他的喜乐成为我们的喜乐，我们就可以常常谢恩，凡事谢恩。 Let me have another pop quiz. Okay, now help me to fill in the blanks. Now, what is this? Pray to our whom? Heavenly Father, who is perfect,who loves us so much, who gives us power through what? Through whom? The Holy Spirit, so that who? Jesus Christ may dwell in your heart through what? Faith. Got it? 我们来考考你，考考我自己。我们要向谁做什么？我们要向天父祷告。天父借着什么？谁？圣灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，是什么？是谁？是基督因你们的信就住在你们的心里面，于是你就可以有信、有盼望、有喜乐，常常谢恩。You got it? 明白了吗？所以我们就可以 rejoice always when we pray continually, and then we can give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 所以我们就可以常常喜乐，不住的祷告，因为我们这样去做，因此我们就可以凡事谢恩，而这是神在基督耶稣里面向你们所定的旨意。
I can tell you, you will not always get A pluses, but when you get C plus, when you get F in your test or in knife test, how can you still give thanks to the Lord? You can still give thanks to the Lord because in failure, I learned humility. I'm not that great. I'm not good in everything. I cannot just depend on myself and be great in everything. And I learned to get help from other people. And that helped me to grow as a result. For that reason, I do not give thanks to God for failure, but I give thanks to God for how God helped me and grow me when I failed. That's why, can you say thanks God when you get F or C plus in the future in life or in your school? Can you? We can.
所以呢，因为我们有了耶稣基督的缘故，有了圣灵的缘故，有着这个我们的这个圣父的缘故呢，纵使我们生命当中不是常常都拿 A 加的，可能有时候拿了个 C 加，这个不光是成绩上的，生命当中的考试考验，我们有时候达不到我们想达到的那个标准和目标，我们仍然可以感恩。因为我自己的经历，我曾经非常的惨败的失败过，虽然之后也成功过，可是在这个失败的过程当中，让我学习到要谦卑，不要以为自己什么都能，没有什么人是十项全能的。这个可能有些在这个奥运比赛一些所谓的十项全能，但没有人什么都是最好最好的，每一样都是好过其他人。我意识到我要寻求其他人的帮助，最重要就是我要寻求神的帮助。在这样的情况当中，于是我的信心增长了，我的盼望增长了，我有了喜乐了，我就可以在我失败的时候，我仍然说感谢神。其他的也类似，或者你在 or in Bible verse contest, you were in the last place, so what? Do I not participate anymore? Do I not do this for God anymore? Even if I get last place, if I try my best, in God's eyes, I have gotten A plus. In God's eyes, because I'm willing to hide God's word in my heart, that pleases God, I get A plus. That's okay. Keep doing what is right, even though sometimes it might not get approved by other people. Keep doing it. When you are able to do that, guess what? You have gotten something that even those who always get A pluses, they don't have. In failure, you can still be strong and you can continue to persevere. For that reason, you should give thanks to God even when you get last place in Bible verse contest. 同样的缘故，就算我们在圣经的背诵比赛当中，或者我们尝试背诵圣经，昨天才背的刚刚滚瓜烂熟，怎么今天一考我又全部记得了，那我就说我以后也不背诵圣经了，反正我也不记得，或者参加比赛拿最后一名，多么羞耻啊！那我就永远不再去记神的话语在我的心里了吗？当我意识到原来我背诵圣经，或者我做任何的事情，我不是要为拿那个的荣耀，拿什么名次或者一个奖项，我要为了神而去做，纵使拿最后一名，我尽力了，我尽忠了，在神的眼里面我就是拿 A 加，纵使我昨天背的滚瓜烂熟，为了爱神的缘故我记得了，今天不记得了啊，感谢神昨天让我记得，又给我机会哦，提醒我我要继续再背。不然呢，有些人呢背了一次就记得了，然后不是常常去想说我要为我的软弱而感恩，我的软弱使我常常要靠神刚强，更加倚靠神，如此内推， so on and so forth. This is a homework for you. Can you think about how you can give thanks when you cannot eat McDonald's food anymore? 这是给大家的功课，以下的每一样想想，怎么样可以在不可以再吃麦当劳的食物当中仍然可以感恩呢？时间关系，我不方便每一个和你分享，因为我仍然感恩，
纵使我不可以吃麦当劳的食物，是可以的啊。 Or your whole family gets sick, no longer strong and healthy. Can you still give thanks to the Lord? 一家人都病了，而且有些还是长期的疾病，你仍然可以在这个当中感恩吗？ 想想看怎么样可以， 神的心意在这个当中是如何？ Or your mom and dad start fighting, and you fight with your siblings. Can you still give thanks to God in that? How? That's your homework. 或者家庭当中开始有争执了，争吵了，吵架了，弟兄姐妹之间也有吵架了，那我可以仍然在这个当中可以感恩吗？ Or mom-daughter relationship, 母亲和女儿的关系， dad and son's relationship, 父子的关系。 You no longer like your church, 甚至你有点不太喜欢教会了。 You no longer like or love your job, 你不喜欢你的工作了。 You no longer love your wife or husband, 你甚至觉得我都不可以爱我的妻子和丈夫了。 There's no world peace, 世界上没有这个世界和平。可是在这一切当中， Let's read this together. Let's rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Shall we do that? Because of Jesus Christ, because of the Holy Spirit in our heart who believes in Jesus Christ, because of God the Heavenly Father. 让我们一起来读这一句，一二三， 让我们常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，好吗？ 因为有圣灵在我们的心里面， 因为有主耶稣基督，我们祷告的时候，他在我们的心里面， 给我们信心，信心给我们盼望，盼望给我们喜乐，喜乐让我们在一切的当中都蒙受神的旨意当中的各样的属灵的益处和祝福。让我们来祷告， Let's pray and ask God to help us to be able to give thanks in all circumstances. 让我们一起来祷告。